Blog Talk Radio.
Malcolm Nix. Malcolm Nix. Malcolm, good. In Amharic. Beautiful, good. Nix. Nix from the Ethiopic, the G's of Sarata Nix. Sarata Nix. 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 Sarata Nix. Or the Order of Coronation. Here, 93rd anniversary of the anointing and the crowning of Ketamahu Haile Selassie and the crowning of Itege Menen, also known as Ketamawi Tualeta Georgis. Yes, 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 here we're at the eve here in the Western Hemisphere, the eve of November 2nd. And here for the 93rd coronation anniversary.
Great is the king, and great is his name to be praised. Ancient of days, ruled Haile Selassie the first.
I love you.
He's king of kings, Standard. Lord of lords, conqueror, lion of the tribe of Judah, here is imperial majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie. And great is his name to be praised. Ancient of days, ruled Haile Selassie the first.
I love you.
Yes, yes, yes. And let's touch on the song. Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews here for this November 1st. According to Royal Order, we have Psalm. We have Psalm 78. Psalm 78. Rise up to chant right here.
Psalm 78. Give ear, O my people, to my law. Incline your ears to the words of my mouth. I will open my mouth in a parable. I will utter dark sayings of old, which we have heard and known, and our fathers have told us. We will not hide them from their children, showing to the generation to come the praises of the Lord and his strength and his wonderful works that he hath done. For he established a testimony in Jacob and appointed a law in Israel, which he commanded our fathers that they should make them known to their children, that the generation to come might know them, even the children which should be born, who should arise and declare them to their children, that they might set their hope in God, and not forget the works of God, but keep his commandments, and might not be as their fathers, a stubborn and rebellious generation, a generation that set not their heart aright, and whose spirit was not steadfast with God. The children of Ephraim, being armed and carrying bows, turned back in the day of battle. They kept not the covenant of God, and refused to walk in his law, and forgat his works and his wonders that he had showed them. Marvelous things did he in the sight of their fathers, in the land of Egypt, in the field of Zoan. He divided the sea and caused them to pass through, and he made the waters to stand as an heap. In the daytime also he led them with a cloud, and all the night with a light of fire. He clave the rocks in the wilderness and gave them drink as out of the great depths. He brought streams also out of the rock, and caused waters to run down like rivers. And they sinned yet more against him by provoking the Most High in the wilderness. And they tempted God in their heart by asking meat for their lust. Yea, they spake against God. They said, Can God furnish a table in the wilderness? Behold, he smote the rock that the waters gushed out and the streams overflowed. Can he give bread also? Can he provide flesh for his people? Therefore the Lord heard this and was wroth. So a fire was kindled against Jacob, and anger also came up against Israel, because they believed not in God and trusted not in his salvation, though he had commanded the clouds from above and opened the doors of heaven and had rained down manna upon them to eat and had given them of the corn of heaven. Man did eat angels' food. He sent the meat to the full. He caused an east wind to blow in the heaven, and by his power he brought in the south wind. He rained flesh also upon them as dust, and feathered fowls like as the sand of the sea, and he let it fall in the midst of their camp, round about their habitations. So they did eat, and were well filled, for he gave them their own desire. They were not estranged from their lust. But while their meat was yet in their mouths, the wrath of God came upon them and slew the fattest of them and smote down the chosen men of Israel. For all this, they sinned still and believed not for his wondrous works. Therefore their days did he consume in vanity and their years in trouble. When he slew them, then they sought him. And they returned and inquired early after God. And they remembered that God was their rock and the high God their redeemer. Nevertheless, they did flatter him with their mouth, and they lied unto him with their tongues. For their heart was not right with him, neither were they steadfast in his covenant. But he, being full of compassion, forgave their iniquity and destroyed them not. Yea, many a time turned he his anger away and did not stir up all his wrath, for he remembered that they were but flesh, a wind that passeth away and cometh not again. How oft did they provoke him in the wilderness and grieve him in the desert? Yea, they turned back and tempted God and limited the Holy One of Israel. They remembered not his hand, nor the day when he delivered them from the enemy, how he had wrought his signs in Egypt and his wonders in the field of Zoan, and had turned their rivers into blood and their floods that they could not drink. He sent divers sorts of flies among them, which devoured them, and frogs, which destroyed them. He gave also their increase unto the caterpillar and their labor unto the locust. He destroyed their vines with hail and their sycamore trees with frost. He gave up their cattle also to the hail and their flocks to hot thunderbolts. He cast upon them the fierceness of his anger, wrath and indignation and trouble by sending evil angels among them. He made a way to his anger. He spared not their soul from death, but gave their life over to the pestilence, and smote all the firstborn in Egypt, the chief of their strength in the tabernacles of Ham, but made his own people to go forth like sheep, and guided them in the wilderness like a flock. And he led them on safely, so that they feared not, but the sea overwhelmed their enemies. And he brought them to the border of his sanctuary, even to this mountain, which his right hand had purchased. He cast out the heathen also before them, and divided them an inheritance by line, and made the tribes of Israel to dwell in their tents. Yet they tempted and provoked the Most High God, and kept not his testimonies, but turned back and dealt unfaithfully, like their fathers. They were turned aside like a deceitful bow, for they provoked him to anger with their high places, and moved him to jealousy with their graven images. When God heard this, he was wroth and greatly abhorred Israel, so that he forsook the tabernacle of Shiloh, the tent which he placed among men, and delivered his strength into captivity and his glory into the enemy's hand. He gave his people over also unto the sword, and was wroth with his inheritance. The fire consumed their young men, and their maidens were not given to marriage. Their priests fell by the sword, and their widows made no lamentation. Then the Lord awaked as one out of sleep, and like a mighty man that shouteth by reason of wine, and he smote his enemies in the hinder parts. He put them to a perpetual reproach. Moreover, he refused the tabernacle of Joseph, and chose not the tribe of Ephraim, but chose the tribe of Judah, the Mount Zion, which he loved. And he built his sanctuary like high palaces, like the earth which he hath established forever. He chose David also his servant, and took him from the sheepfolds. From following the ewes, great with young, he brought him to feed Jacob his people, and Israel his inheritance. So he fed them according to the integrity of his heart, and guided them by the skillfulness of his hands.
It is good that you are here to record this picture of me in my palace garden at Addis Ababa. People who see this throughout the world will realize that even in the 20th century with faith, courage, and a just cause, David will still beat Goliath.
Amen, amen. So here, here, the Eve right here in the Western Hemisphere of 93rd anniversary of the coronation, anointing the coronation of Kenemaha Selassie, as well as the crowning of Her Majesty Tegemenen. Right here, here, here's Ross Melicot with coronation. There's a couple of coronation previews here on the Eve right here. Check it, check it, check it. Coronation. Sima.
Yes. What life and history of thought I and I concerning His Imperial Majesty Emperor Haile Selassie the First of Ethiopia. Last time Malikot is here to share with this nation and the upcoming generation and every living thing that moveth upon Iration. His Imperial Majesty Emperor Haile Selassie the First, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, conquering lion of the tribe of Judah, born of royal blood, of the royal house of our father David, King of Israel, is the 225th king of the unbroken lineage of kings that constitutes the Ethiopian royal Solomonic dynasty. In the fullness of time appointed, when His Imperial Majesty Emperor Haile Selassie I should be anointed king over Israel, 49 holy bishops and priests of the ancient empire of Ethiopia arrayed themselves in 7 groups of 7 for 7 days and 7 nights in the 7 corners of the Holy St. George's Cathedral in Addis Ababa, chanting the 9th psalm of our father David without ceasing and without rest. Then, His Imperial Majesty Emperor Haile Selassie I, garbed in white thin communion robe, along with his Empress Mani, had just completed a night of prayer at the most holy altar within the cathedral. He opened the doors of the Holy of Holies thunderously and stepped forth, and preceded by hundreds of priests waving incense burners, His Imperial Majesty Emperor Haile Selassie I entered the auditorium adjacent to the cathedral and sat upon his throne, decorated in scarlet and pure gold. And history can recall all the solemn promises made by His Imperial Majesty Emperor Haile Selassie I as he sat upon the throne of His Holiness in Addis Ababa. Firstly, His Imperial Majesty Emperor Haile Selassie I made a solemn vow that he would uphold the Ethiopian order of faith, and secondly, that he would maintain the integrity of Ethiopia, and thirdly, that he would build schools for the spiritual and material welfare of his people. History can also recall the voice of the high priest Abuna Creel of Egypt, as he proclaimed before the large gathering, "Ye princes and ministers, ye nobles and chiefs of the army, ye soldiers and people of Ethiopia, ye doctors and chiefs of the clergy, ye professors and priests, look ye upon our Emperor Haile Selassie I, descended from the dynasty of Menelik I, born of Solomon and of Sheba, a dynasty perpetuated without interruption from that time unto King Haile Selassie and to our time. And for our large gathering witness the unfolding of ancient Hebraic ceremonial rites, as His Imperial Majesty Emperor Haile Selassie I was granted the 7 royal insignia of Israel. Firstly, His Imperial Majesty Emperor Haile Selassie I was given his golden sword, studded with precious stones, symbolizing that the words of his mouth are likened unto a two-edged sword, of which he should use and smite the nations round about, executing justice and judgment. Secondly, he was given the scepter of Israel in ivory and gold, as is written in Genesis chapter 49, that the scepter shall not depart from Judah, nor lawgiver from between his feet, until Shiloh come, and unto him shall the gathering of the people be. Thirdly, his imperial majesty Emperor Haile Selassie I was given a golden globe of the whole earth, symbolizing that in his hand he had the whole world in his hand. And fourthly, he was given the diamond encrusted ring. And the fifth was the traditional license filigreed in gold. And sixth was the ceremonial garment. And just as in the days of old, when Samuel anointed our father David, and Zadok and Nathan anointed Solomon, so the Abuna anointed his imperial majesty Emperor Haile Selassie I with seven different ointments of oil of ancient prescription, and placed on his head the magnificent crown of pure native Ethiopian gold adorned with diamonds and emeralds, concluding that may your crown be a crown of sanctity and glory, and that by the grace and blessings that we have given, you may have an unshaken faith and a pure heart in order that you may inherit the crown eternal. So be it, so be it, so be it. Let heaven hear and earth listen, and all the foundations thereof be still, and know that his imperial majesty Emperor Haile Selassie I is the everlasting king of glory. Honor, majesty, power and dominion are laid upon him, and righteousness, justice and judgment is the habitation of his throne. These are the things which many prophets and righteous men of old have desired to see and have not seen them, and have desired to hear and have not heard them. But ye, blessed are your ears that have heard, and your eyes that have seen all the glory of his imperial majesty Emperor Haile Selassie I, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, conquering lion of the tribe of Judah, Selah.
His foundation is in the wall of mountains. Jealous is the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob. Glorious things have been spoken of the O city of God. I'll make mention to Rahab and Babylon to them that know I. With the old Philistine Tyria, with Ethiopia, it shall be said that this man was born there. And the highest himself shall establish the earth. Jah Rastafari.
Kadamawi, Kadamawi. Inflatia.
The home places is too much.
Psalm 110. The Lord said unto my Lord, Sit thou at my right hand, until I make thine enemies thy footstool. The Lord shall send the rod of thy strength out of Zion. Rule thou in the midst of thine enemies. Thy people shall be willing in the day of thy power, in the beauties of holiness from the womb of the morning. Thou hast the dew of thy youth. The Lord hath sworn and will not repent. Thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. The Lord at thy right hand shall strike through kings in the day of his wrath. He shall judge among the heathen. He shall fill the places with the dead bodies. He shall wound the heads over many countries. He shall drink of the brook in the way. Therefore shall he lift up the head.
מזמור קי"ו לדוד מזמור. נאום אדוני לאדוני שב לימיני עד אשית אויביך אדום לרגליך. מפתח עוזבך ישלח אדוני מציון רדה בקרב אויביך. עמך נדבות ביום חיליך בהדרי קודש מרחם משחר לך טל ילדותך. נשבע אדוני ולא ינחם, אתה כהן לעולם. על דברתי מלכי צדק, אדוני על ימינך, מחץ ביום אפו מלכים. ידין בגויים מלא גביות, מחץ ראש על ארץ רבה, מנחל בדרך ישקה, על כן ירים ראש.
מזמור 109 בקנף 110 የዳዊት መዝሙር እግዚአብሔር ጌታዬን ጠላቶችህን ለግርህ መረገጫ አስካደርግልህ ድረስ በቀኝ ተቀመጥ አለው። እግዚአብሔር የኃይልን በትር ከጽዮን ይልክልሃል፣ በጠላቶችህም መካከል ግዛ። ካንተ ጋር ቀድሞ በኃይልህ ቀን በቅዱሳን ብርሃን ካጥቢያ ኮከብ አስቀድሞ ከሆድ ወለድሁ እንደ መልከ ጼዴቅ ሥርዓት አንተ ለዘላለም ካህን ነህ ብሎ እግዚአብሔር ማለ አይጸጸት። እግዚአብሔር በቀኝህ ነገሥታትን በቁጣው ቀን ይቀጠቅጣቸዋል፣ በአሕዛብ መካከል ይፈርዳል፣ ሬሳዎችንም ያበዛል፣ በሰፊ ምድር ላይ ራሶችን ይቀጠቅጣል፣ በመንገድ ከፈሳሽ ውሃ ይጠጣል። ስለዚህ ራስ ከፍ ከፍ ይላል።
Carrying palm branches and chanting in mighty volume. Hosanna, blessed be the King of Israel. Blessed is he who cometh in the name of the Lord.
The whole place is doomed.
Yeah. Rastafari, Dalmatia. Rastafari, Dalmatia. Ever living, ever paid for. Ever living, ever paid for. Ever sure. Yeah, he's the only king of the Sabbath, and the Sabbath is our only future. Yeah, he's the only king of the Sabbath, and the Sabbath is our only future. Yeah, he's the only king of the Sabbath, and the Sabbath is our only future. Hey, Joey!
Every man according to his word on this land. Yes, it has a day on the day of his wrath.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
Hosanna, blessed be the King of Israel. Blessed is he who cometh in the name of the Lord.
Carrying palm branches and chanting in mighty volume.
Hosanna.
Blessed be the King of Israel. Blessed is he who cometh in the name of the Lord.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel, O children of Israel? Are ye not?
Love and hate can never be friends, oh no. Love and hate can never be friends, oh no. Oh no. Here I come with love and not hatred. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow I all the days of my life. Yet be no one, no wish to be with no evil man. For there comes a day when you'll be free by the Father's hand. Leave a brute's field. Yeah. My head is anointed and my cup runneth over. Yeah. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow I all the days of my life.
Yes, classic D Brown right there.
Solomon Mal Arsu Befit Bonet.
These are also the proverbs of Solomon, which the men of Hezekiah, king of Judah, copied out.
Did you hear the proverbs of Solomon, which the men of Hezekiah, king of Judah, copied out? Interesting. Something about Menemote from ancient Egypt. Well. Rastafari is the black ark. You know, Noah's ark was black, actually, because that kofar that they put on it, that pitch. But it's kind of interesting, the classic tunes right there. They're going to pick up right here for the Wednesday.
Beta Seb. Yeah. Greetings and welcome, family, to Beta this Seb. Special episode of Wisdom Wednesday with the Rastamandem here on Discipleship Radio.
That black ark, you know, like Noah's ark. Yeah, here I come, Africa.
But Israel don't have it already. Man a time to be you get ready, cause everybody don't know Jaja already.
Africa war,
we're coming to take it.
Here I come.
Oy.
Africa war, here I come.
Ethiopia land is best of all. Repatriate and make we take it all. Enough land for you and I, man. Work hard and make we do be seen a yard.
Africa war,
we're coming to take it.
Here I come.
Oh.
Africa war, here I come.
See your people coming.
When we go there, we now run. Jaja no say we are fit. When we go there, we now run.
Africa have some real nice people. When you reach there, I know you will see it. Enough land for you and I, man. Work hard and make we do be tonight.
Africa war.
We now run left it.
Here I come.
Boy.
Africa war. Here I come.
Here is how we gonna take it. Take a track up to North Africa. Then we move down to South Africa. Make a move over West Africa. And then we end up in Ethiopia, man.
Africa war.
Oh, yeah, why.
Here I come.
We're coming to take it.
Africa war.
Hold on strong.
Here I come.
See the Israelites, them coming.
When we go there, we now run. Jaja knows that we are the.
Here I come,
I'm
coming.
Yes. Yeah, and I come to Israelites. So here for November 1st, Royal Order Psalm is Psalm 78. Now, I think in 2016, we had did a reason on this song we'd like to share right here, in connection with the coronation of Kedemawi, House of the anointing, the coronation of the King of Kings. So stay tuned.
Here we have today's daily psalm. We have
Psalm 78. Give ear, O my people, to my law. Incline your ears to the words of my mouth. I will open my mouth in a parable. I will utter dark sayings of old, which we have heard and known, and our fathers have told us. We will not hide them from their children, showing to the generation to come the praises of the Lord and his strength and his wonderful works that he hath done. For he established a testimony in Jacob, and appointed a law in Israel, which he commanded our fathers that they should make them known to their children, that the generation to come might know them, even the children which should be born, who should arise and declare them to their children, that they might set their hope in God, and not forget the works of God, but keep his commandments, and might not be as their fathers, a stubborn and rebellious generation. A generation that set not their heart aright, and whose spirit was not steadfast with God. The children of Ephraim, being armed and carrying bows, turned back in the day of battle. They kept not the covenant of God, and refused to walk in his law, and forgat his works and his wonders that he had showed them. Marvelous things did he in the sight of their fathers, in the land of Egypt, in the field of Zoan. He divided the sea and caused them to pass through, and he made the waters to stand as an heap. In the daytime also he led them with a cloud, and all the night with a light of fire. He clave the rocks in the wilderness and gave them drink as out of the great depths. He brought streams also out of the rock, and caused waters to run down like rivers.
Correct me if I'm wrong, though. The way I looked at it was that, you know, it passed certain phases, you know, during the civil rights, you know, your music is pretty much the same thing what was happening then.
Yeah.
Now it seems to me that here, the fire of the revolution, the fire of change for the better is gone. You know, it's like they have accepted the fact and joined the existing system. Was happening then.
Yeah.
Now it seems to me that here the fire of the revolution, the fire of change for the better is gone. You know, it's like they have accepted the fact and joined the existing system.
Is that tricky, no?
Clearly says, for the nation of which he is the King of Kings, that the 10 words, the 10 commandments is very important, and still you have some who claim the name who want to deny and turn their backs on. So this psalm right here is just another lesson. Another lesson. The second section, verses 9 to 16. What happened in Egypt? Some say this is like a difficult verse here, verse 9, you know, which some of the commentators explain by a tradition that's based on 1 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 21, that the Ephraimites did not wait for Elohim's, for Jah's act of redemption, but they left Mitzrayim on their own. Now, there's a similar tradition concerning some tried to say, well, this is what happened to the Beta Israel of Ethiopia, if you've seen some of the documentaries about the Ark, so forth and so on. But the same tradition that the Ephraimites, who were the children of Joseph, a Hebrew, and his Egyptian wife, Asenath, you know, and they had, you know, Ephraim, Manasseh. So the Ephraimites, also the Ephraimites symbolize the northern kingdom. Northern kingdom come from the Ephraim. Now it's interesting because Burhana Selassie, a.k.a. Robert Nesta Marley, Bob Marley, and also his influence, Rastafari Joseph, even with the other nations, you know, Israel in that sense. We'll get into that. But they explain that the Ephraimites did not wait for Jah's act of redemption, but left Mitzrayim, Egypt, on their own. Then they came into collision with the men of Gath. You know, remember Goliath, you know, his brethren, family, and everything, who refused to sell them cattle, suffering defeat in the ensuing battle with heavy losses. It is probable that when Ephraim is here employed, it signifies the northern kingdom or the 10 tribes, the 10 little Israelites, of which it was the leading tribe. We have Hosea, the prophet, Hosea chapter 4, verse 17. And although the denunciation, the put down here of the psalmist and I was true of the whole people of Israel, it is especially directed against the 10 tribes as a warning to the kingdom of Judah, of Yehuda, to the southern kingdom. Now we can apply this also today, to which he belonged. Now the tribe of Ephraim, as its history reveals, a big tribe though, right? 10 tribes compared to Judah and Benjamin and Simeon, assimilated in the Levites and everything. The tribe of Ephraim, as the history reveals, it lacks steadfastness. Therefore, its men are likened to warriors who run away in battle, although they're well-armed. I mean, they're well-armed, but they run away in battle. So this opens the second section here, verses 9 to 16, just an overview right here of what happened in Mitzrayim, Chaberim, Sema. Hear this. Verses 9 to 16.
The children of Ephraim, being armed and carrying bows, turned back in the day of battle. They kept not the covenant of God, and refused to walk in his law, and forget his works and his wonders that he had showed them. Marvelous things did he in the sight of their fathers, in the land of Egypt, in the field of Zoan. He divided the sea, and caused them to pass through, and he made the waters to stand as an heap. In the daytime also he led them with a cloud, and all the night with a light of fire. He clave the rocks in the wilderness, and gave them drink as out of the great depths. He brought streams also out of the rock, and caused waters to run down like rivers.
So that's the second section right there. Now here we have verses 17 to 31. Just bite-sized manna, manuhu, bite-sized manna, angel's bread. Israel's murmuring for food and drink. Verses 17 to 31. Because, you know, the Israelite got to eat. I got to eat, you know? Yeah, they got to eat, but they murmured. Sima, hear this. Hear this, verses 17 to 31.
And they sinned yet more against him by provoking the Most High in the wilderness, and they tempted God in their heart by asking meat for their lust. Yea, they spake against God. They said, can God burnish a table in the wilderness? Behold, he smote the rock that the waters gushed out and the streams overflowed. Can he give bread also? Can he provide flesh for his people? Therefore the Lord heard this and was wroth. So a fire was kindled against Jacob, and anger also came up against Israel, because they believed not in God and trusted not in his salvation. Though he had commanded the clouds from above and opened the doors of heaven and had rained down manna upon them to eat and had given them of the corn of heaven. Man did eat angels' food. He sent the meat to the full. He caused an east wind to blow in the heaven, and by his power he brought in the south wind. He rained flesh also upon them as dust, and feathered fowls like as the sand of the sea. And he let it fall in the midst of their camp, round about their habitations.
But still, yet and still, the lesson is not learned. I have some silly Israelites for what I've just done since lately. Anyway.
Shema Yisrael.
Wow. But still, the lesson, your lesson, was not learned. And they missed the baraka, the blessing, the breath. Their life ended in nothingness. They failed to reach the goal of their wandering, which is the promised land. May I and I not fail by learning the lesson, right? Going through the testing and receiving the baraka. The blessing. So here brings us to verses 32 to 39. Still, yet and still, the lesson was not learned.
For all this, they sinned still and believed not for his wondrous works. Therefore, their days did he consume in vanity and their years in trouble.
Again, verse 32 to 39. For all what? For all what?
For all this, they sinned still, and believed not for his wondrous works. Therefore their days did he consume in vanity, and their years in trouble. When he slew them, then they sought him. They returned and inquired early after God. They remembered that God was their rock and the high God their redeemer. Nevertheless, they did flatter him with their mouth, and they lied unto him with their tongue. For their heart was not right with him, neither were they steadfast in his covenant. But he, being full of compassion, forgave their iniquity and destroyed them not. Many a time turned he his anger away, and did not stir up all his wrath, for he remembered that they were but flesh. A wind passeth away.
My advice is to fulfill the Ten Commandments. Here is the Ten Commandments. Here is the Ten.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
Recall. The past mercies recalled. Verses 40 to 40. Verses 40 to 55. 40 to 55, the past mercies, loving kindnesses, recall. Now here, the same thought.
the same thought to introduce a fresh section as we had in verse 17, Habarim.
How oft did they provoke him in the wilderness and grieve him in the desert? Yea, they turned back and tempted God and limited the Holy One of Israel. They remembered not his hand, nor the day when he delivered them from the enemy. How he had wrought his signs in Egypt and his wonders in the field of Zoan, and had turned their rivers into blood and their floods that they could not drink. He sent divers sorts of flies among them, which devoured them, and frogs, which destroyed them. He gave also their increase unto the caterpillar, and their labor unto the locust. He destroyed their vines with hail, and their sycamore trees with frost. He gave up their cattle also to the hail, and their flocks to hard thunderbolts. He cast upon them the fierceness of his anger, wrath, and indignation, and trouble, by sending evil angels among them. He made a way to his anger. He spared not their soul from death, but gave their life over to the pestilence, and smote all the firstborn in Egypt, the chief of their strength and the tabernacles of Ham, but made his own people to go forth like sheep, and guided them in the wilderness like a flock. And he led them on safely, so that they feared not, but the sea now overwhelmed their enemies. He brought them to the border of his sanctuary, even to this mountain, which his right hand had purchased. He cast out the heathen also before them, and divided them an inheritance by line, and made the tribes of Israel to dwell in their tent, 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 to dwell in their tent,
to dwell in their tent. Past mercies, recall verses 40 to 55. Now we have from verse 56 to 64, revolt, rebellion, and the punishment continues.
Yet they tempted and provoked the Most High God, and kept not his testimonies, but turned back and dealt unfaithfully like their fathers. They were turned aside like a deceitful bull. They provoked him to anger with their high places, and moved him to jealousy with their graven images. When God heard this, he was wroth and greatly abhorred Israel, so that he forsook the tabernacle of Shiloh, the tent which he placed among men, and delivered his strength into captivity and his glory into the enemy's hand. He gave his people over also under the sword, and was wroth on his inheritance. The fire consumed their young men, and their maidens were not given to marriage. Their priests fell by the sword, and their widows made no lamentation, no lamentation, no lamentation, no lamentation.
Then Adonai awaked as one asleep, like a mighty man, like a gibor, mita ronen miyayim, like a mighty man recovering from wine. He smote his adversaries backward. He put upon them a perpetual reproach. Moreover, he abhorred the tent of Joseph, and chose not the tribe of Ephraim, but chose the tribe of Yehuda. Vayivhara et shevet Yehuda, the Mount Zion, Zion, that he loved. And he built his sanctuary like the heights, like the earth that he hath founded for Iva. This section right here, the choice of Zion for the temple, for the Heikal, for the holy place. Last section here, two verses. Three verses, 17 to 72, the choice of David as king. He chose David also his servant, and took him from the sheepfolds, from following the ewes, the female sheep that gave suck. He brought them to be shepherd over Yaakov, over Jacob, his people, Amo, and Yisrael, his inheritance. So he shepherded them according to the integrity of his heart, heart to call, and led them by the skillfulness of his hand. This fulfilling verse right here, really can zoom in on this verse right here. As far as the section, we would ride up with it in more detail, the five quotations that we played in the audio, recorded previously, but right here for this time and season, as the psalm occurs during the pre-coronation time and here in the pre-Passover season. We had Psalm 78, verse 2. Verse 2 in Matthew 13:35, I will open my mouth in a parable, in a parabolical, logical, in a proverb, a Hebrew mythos that so many stumble across and stumble over, the parables. I will utter dark sayings of old, the cryptic things Hebraically, that it might be fulfilled, which is spoken by the prophet, saying, I will open my mouth in parables. I will utter things that have been kept secret from the foundation of the world. That's the first of the five verses in the New Testament. Then in verse 8, it speaks about a stubborn generation, a stubborn or a crooked, a crook-hearted generation. In Acts of the Apostles, chapter 2, verse 40, it says, save yourselves from this untoward generation. We have the Acts Apostles 2:40 bringing out today's daily psalm 78 and 8. Then at verse 24, there's a comparison to Exodus chapter 16, verses 4 and 15. Then we have Psalm 78 at verse 31. The wrath of Elohim, wa'afa Elohim, Allah, bahem, the wrath of Elohim came by him upon them. We have a link in the New Testament with John 3:36, but the wrath of Elohim abideth on him. In Ephesians 5:6, for because of these things, cometh the wrath of Elohim upon the children of disobedience, of hard hearing. Colossians 3:6, for which things sake the wrath of Elohim cometh on the children of disobedience. And we have Psalm 78 verse 37. At verse 37, for their heart was not right with him. In Acts of the Apostles, we have 8:21. Acts of the Apostles chapter 8 verse 21. For thy heart is not right in the sight of Elohim. Then we have at verse 60 where it reads, so that he forsook the tabernacle of Shiloh, called Shiloh of Shiloh, the tent he placed amongst them. We have in Revelation, a comparison with Revelation 21 and 3, behold, the tabernacle of Elohim with men, and he will dwell with them. The link with forsaking the tabernacle of Shiloh, the tent that he placed amongst them. In the Septuagint, it reads, the translation of the Septuagint of this very verse is, and he forsook the tent of Shalom. In the Septuagint, instead of Shiloh, it says Shalom, his tabernacle where he dwelt amongst them. So that right there, my brothers and sisters, just fulfilling today's daily psalm, so we can ride up with the Sabbath, the bracha for the Sabbath, more reasoning on it to come in the forward. Yes, yes, yes.
Psalm 78. Give ear, O my people, to my law. Incline your ears to the words of my mouth. I will open my mouth in a parable. I will utter dark sayings of old.
Tell Jah an eternal day. Where you are go run to, yes, and the judgment day.
don't you all unite.
And I know what this gathering's for. Yes, what is this gathering for, brothers and sisters? I gotta testify what has Jah-Rastafari done for I. Yes, I all praise be to Adonai Jah-Rastafari. You must scan. Katamali, you must scan. Yes, brothers and sisters, what is this gathering for? This gathering is for the eve. We gather together, dearly beloved, for the eve of the crowning day, the coronation day of Negusa Negest, fulfilling Yahweh, truth and life, and life, and life, and life, and life, and life. Yes, yes, yes. All things work together for the good of those who love Exiavia, the sustainer, the Almighty Yahuwah, and who are called according to his purpose. So here, with Psalm 78, with the eve, and some things old, some things new, but Yah willing, all things true. Here, a little reasoning on the connection of this psalm and the coronation eve, right here.
And said he unto them, therefore, every scribe which is instructed unto the kingdom of heaven, 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 and said he unto them, therefore, every scribe which is instructed unto the kingdom of heaven, 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 then said he unto them, therefore, every scribe which is instructed unto the kingdom of heaven is like unto a man that is an householder, which bringeth forth out of his treasure things new, 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 things new.
And I know what this gathering's for. Yes, what is this gathering for, brothers and sisters? I gotta testify what has Jah-Rastafari done for I. Yes, I all praise be to Adonai Jah-Rastafari. You may scan. Katamawi, you may scan. Yes, brothers and sisters, what is this gathering for? This gathering is for the eve,
We gather together, dearly beloved, for the eve of the crowning day, the coronation day of Negusa Negest, fulfilling Yahweh, truth and life. According to the word, right, according to God, Ha Elohim, the power, the true power of our Lord and Savior, Yeshua HaMoshiach, and according to history, right, according to history, God and history shall judge. His Majesty gives I and we those keys. So we'll be holding these revelations. We're studying the manna. You know, the manna. What is the manna? The manna was the angels, you know, the angels' bread. This manna, the manna of the word, right? The word, right? And to eat, right? Eating that word, you know, the readings and the feedings for I. So the meditation, the iditation, right, of I heart. May the words of I mouth and the iditation of I heart. That's what we bring forward, the praise, right? The praise, just in the gathering, right? So for this gathering right here, for this, you know, for November 1st, as we are, you know, meditating and iditating and been meditating and iditating in this season and coming, we could say, from the Ha Sukkot or the Feast of Tabernacles, of ingathering, right, at the end of the year, coming to this new year, the Adis Amet and the new cycle of Torah portion, reading and feeding, the Rosh Hashanah, the Rastafari, Hashanah, right? So the Rastafari Hashanah, right? And this is also a lesson for I. There's a psalm. The psalm that's appropriate for this day is Psalm 78, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, right? It's Psalm 78. Interestingly enough, the psalm for the last day of October 31st, according to the same royal order, was Psalm 77. So we have Psalm 77, a cry of affliction. Then the divine response to that is, weep not, behold the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, has prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof. So let's open the book. Let's take a look. Right, this is manna, right? Ready. Are you ready, ready, ready? Well, the manna is ready. Right? It's ready to eat. You know, so we call these audios and these reasonments, you know, manna ready to eat. You know, meals ready to eat. Well, for the soldiers of the church militant, the church triumphant of the King of Kings, these are the meals, right? These are the MREs, right? The meals ready to eat. So the meals ready to eat, you know, it's like the Psalms. The Psalms is that manna. Right, the manna for I, the daily psalms, the psalm for the evening psalm, right, and the psalm for the day, the daily psalm. So looking at November 1st, daily psalm, what do we have? We have Psalm 78, right, and Psalm 78 corresponds, right, to lesson of Israel's history. It gives us a history lesson. Right, a history lesson. This is what's important for I, a history lesson, right? Because, you see, the mystery or his secret or the prophecy, right, the prophecy is revealed in and according to its proper time and its season, right? So if a prophecy has been fulfilled or is in fulfillment, that means they are historical, or some might even want to call this secular. See, our foundation is the Torah, is the scriptures, right? And being born again, right, in the black Messiah, Negusa Negest, born again supremacy, right, being born again in the regeneration of the Son of Man, of the Bain Adam, of Yesolij, right, that man-child, Lid Tefari, Lid Tefari Mekonen, that crowning, the crowning of Ras Tefari as Negus, right, as Negus Tefari, right, in 1928. And then we have the 2 years, right, that 2 years, right, later, right, the 2 years later, what do we have? The 2 years later, we have the crowning of Negus Negest, right, the crowning of the King of Kings, of the Holy Trinity, the Hebrew Trinity, of Adamawi, Haile Selassie, upon great King David's throne. That fulfillment of that prophetic word written, right, in the prophets and in the scriptures. Right? So as we search and study the scriptures, we think we have eternal life, but these are they which testifies of he who be who he be. So the question is, who be he? He be Abinu. He be I and I Father. He be Melkenu. He be I and I King. He be the conquering line of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, right? The root of David, who has prevailed to open the book and to loose those seven seals thereof. So this day, Coronation Day is the real key day, right? Coronation is the key day because it was a Coronation Day. Right? That was like that blowing of the trumpets. You know what I'm saying? The blowing of the shofar. Right? And we learned that in the black and the Hebrew, black and brown, the Beta Israel, the tradition, right, that the blowing of the trumpet or the shofar, the ram's horn, right, and the long horn blown in this season, in that third, right, of the Shalosh Regalim, the Trinity of the Pilgrim Festivals, that blowing of the long takiyah, that takiyah, it signifies the coronation of the king. From the ancient tribe, the ancient tradition, right, signified the coronation of the king. Right, and in the Judaic way, when we say Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam, right, which is like the Besim Arul Memphis Kedusa Hadu Amlak, right, of the Berit Yeshana, Berit Hashana, the Old Testament, right. What does that say? What does that mean? Baruch, bless Ata, you male Adonai, bless are you Adonai Jah. Rastafari, Eloheinu, I and I, power, Eloheinu, I and I, Elohai, Elohei, I and I, power, Melech, King, Ha'olam. Now, the Jews, right, who call themselves Jews, they translated, the crippled Khazarians, they translated to mean the King of the Universe, but a more correct translation of Melech, Ha'olam is Eternal King, right? The Eternal King. So we see that right there about the connection of the true black and brown, the Judaic way, right? The way of the true, the remnant of the children of Israel. Because the number of the children of Israel, like the sand of the sea, unfortunately, sadly, there are many, right, black and brown Israelites, you know, ethnic Israel, right, that have done just like their foreparents, the foolish black Jews, the black and brown Jews before, who turned their backs instead of their face to HaMoshiach, who had rejected the Bane, the Son. Now the Son tells us that what they do to him is because of the hatred they have for Ina, Abba, and Father. Right? But he says that there's a remnant. Right? There's that remnant. There's that remnant, there's a remainder, that residue, right? And I and I are that called out one, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews. Are ye not as the children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel? So, history lesson. The appropriate liturgy, when we say the Kaddish, the Kedaseh, the Psalms, were also used liturgically, right, within the temple, right, within the temple, as some of them also had those tabernacle references as well, the Levites, the singers and the players of instruments, the Levites, also singing, right, in the Old Testament tabernacle in the Mishkan. But here, for this day, this coronation and crowning day eve, right, of Negus Negest, Zod Baal, we have Psalm 78. Lesson of Israel's history. It's a didactic poem. Didactic. Right? We say like didiskalia from the same koine or Greek root. It means to learn, right? To learn or teaching. Right? So it's a teaching psalm. Psalm 78 is also a teaching psalm. It brings home to Jah people, bringing home to the people a warning, 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 which was writ large, writ very large. Right? So even the blind would be able, if they are willing, to see writ large in their annals, in their history, in their archives, in their records, in their documents, in their testimonies. A survey is made from their stay in Egypt, their stay in Kemet, in Mitzrayim, down to the reign of David, down to the reign of great King David. It reveals clearly the truth, ha-emet, the truth that Israel would not be faithless to their God, right, to their God with impunity. Right? In other words, they would not be faithless, without faith, or be living, right, lacking credit, having a low credit rating, right, because many of the blind black Hebrews, right, they have a low credit. They have no credit. Their credit score is very low, right, in Nebuchadnezzar, in the King of Kings, right, in Kedemawi Hala Selassie. And this is the same shame, right, asham and guiltiness that rested on the ancient Israelite consciousness, too, that this psalm gives a testimony writ large. So they would not be faithless without the true and living faith, right, in their power with impunity. In other words, there would be judgment, right, justice and judgment, right? The fate of the northern kingdom, the 10 tribes, right, the ten Israelite tribes. I was thinking about the 10 little niggas. You remember the 10 little niggas? There was that book, The 10 Little Niggas. Yeah, because they were black. Come on, get off it. Right, the 10 tribes. Remember, it was those 10 heads, those 10 Israelites, right, that represented 10 tribes who brought back the false report concerning the Afro-Canaanite land, right, just like many of these blind black Hebrewites do to the very day. Well, what was their fate? What was the punishment? What's the judgment? The judgment of the northern kingdom is particularly stressed in this 78th psalm. Warning, warning, from which the conclusion is to be drawn that the composition, which is called a maskil, right, this maskil, right, the composition, that same word that's used, I think, in Psalm 47 and 7, where it says to sing praise, give praise with understanding or skillfully, or maskil is the Hebrew, right? So this maskil was addressed to the kingdom of Yehuda, using the northern kingdom of the 10 tribes, the nigger Israelites, as an example, being addressed to the kingdom of Yehuda, right? Almost as though we would address this, right, to the careless Ethiopians, or since this Rhema, right now, right? After the exile of the 10 tribes. We're living in the time and season, the first time and season where Ethiopians, right, Highland and many Holy Covenant Ethiopians are in exile for the past 40 plus years, for this half an hour space, this time and dividing of time. Let's go on. The reference towards the end of the psalm, there's a reference, right, towards the end of Psalm 78, to the temple, the Beit Mikdash, right, or the Beit HaMikdash, as still in existence. What does this prove? Well, it proved that it was composed, the original composition date of Psalm 78 was composed before the Babylonian captivity, before the Babylonian captivity, Psalm 78. Now, the precise date between these two limits cannot, or is difficult to accurately determine between these two limits. So we have these two times. So we say between this time and between this time was the composition of this psalm, Psalm 78. Except that the moral, what is the moral to I and I history? As once lost, now found, black and brown sheep of the house of Israel, as Beta Israel. What is the moral to the story? Well, except that the moral which the psalmist sought to impress, it says a maskil, right, a maskil le Asaf. So this is a maskil, right, of Asaf. He sought to impress upon his contemporaries, upon his chabrin, as we seek to impress upon I and I, Rastafari contemporaries, I and I brothers and sisters, right? It would naturally apply to a period of religious or spiritual decline, a falling away, right? A falling away from Yahweh, truth and life, even amongst those of us who are called according to the new name, Rastafari. And we cite this, and we experience, some of us are, you know, we were those who had fell off, right, and had heard and received that call and recognized that this is Yahweh, right? So we walk therein, right? Not to the left, not turning to the left, not turning to the right, but walk in Yah's straight and narrow way. Now, the setting, right, for this is like after the reign of Hezekiah. And when we study the history, we see that an appropriate setting for this psalm, right, is after, right, and around the time and after the reign of Melech, of King Hezekiah, or Hezekiah, right, of Hezekiah, of Hezekiah, during the time of the reign of Hezekiah. Very, very important psalm. We'd love to get a hearing or a reading of this, and hopefully maybe we can go through some of the points, you know, of this psalm, because this psalm is so very important. This psalm, a lesson of Israel's history. Looking over some of the highlights right here, right? First of all, the purpose of the psalm is set forward in the first 8 verses, right? The purpose. What is the purpose of the psalm? In the next, from verse 9 to 16, what happened in Kemet? Right, what happened in Mitzrayim? What happened in the Nile Valley? What happened in Egypt? From verses 17 to 31, Israel's murmurings, right, Israel's grumblings, murmurings for food and drink. You know, a nigga got to eat. You know, it was no different then. When we were Israeli got to eat. Well, a Hebrew, Ivri got to eat. Ivrit got to eat. Right? So Israel's murmuring, right, for food and for drink. Right? There's nothing new under the sun. Over this, right? That murmuring for food and for drink. And speaking about that manna, right, as this is I and I, manna. As we get to verses, let's get to verse 32. Let's scroll forward right here. Verse 32 to 39, still the lesson, still this lesson. We come through all of that in the first part of the psalm, and we come to verses 32 to 39. We have to keep in heart and mind that still the lesson in this mizmor, in this mezmor, was not a lament. See, it's easy to think, oh, that is a lament. It's not. Right? The lesson is not, right, so much a lament, but really it's not learnt. Right? It's not learnt. The lesson was not learnt. Right? The lesson was not learnt. Right? The lesson was not learnt. when we come to verse 32 to 39. That's why when Hawadiah Powell says, Paul says to ye who y'all and we who think we stand, check our standing. Right, check our standing. Interesting revelation on priests, since we're called to be that kingdom, that government of the priesthood. Right, what does it really mean? Right, so as we study the way of the priests, before they could serve the interests of the others, they first had to check themselves. That's the lesson. Right, that's the lesson right there of the main object lesson for us. In the Berit Chadasha, in the Hadis Kidan Nezemin, right? We need to learn the lesson. But in verses 32 to 39, still the lesson was not learned, right? The lesson was not learned. Could it be that they did not lament? They were not sorried in a good way? Their sorrow was not leading them to repentance, but it was like the sorrow of the world? So they still, right, fell off, our ancestors. And we still fall off because we don't learn our lesson. Remember, this psalm here is a didactic psalm. It's a teaching psalm, right? It's a Timheret. Give us the teaching of His Majesty. Because we don't want no devil's philosophy. They don't want to hear this. They don't want to hear this, right? Because they're like, oh, I don't want to feel sad. I just want to, you need to learn this lesson. See, sorrow, there's a sorrow in a goodly way, in a godly way. There's a sorrow that leads to repentance, to teshuvah, right? To turning around, turning away from the astray way, and turning to He who be, who He be in Yahweh, truth and life. When we get to verses, as we move to verse 40 to 55, past mercies recalled. Recalling, right, to our remembrance, to our thinking, our meditating, our reasoning on His past mercy, right? Recalling to heart and mind His past mercy. And now, although this is speaking to Kol Yisrael, the nation, as that corporate body, or to us collectively as the church, we also need to individually remember His past mercies to us individually, right? Even when we were astray, when we did not know what we have come to know, right? And grow as we have come to grow. So verses 40 to 55, past mercies recalled, right? The past mercies are recalled. Then when we get to verses 56 to 64, we find that there's a revolt, the revolt, and punishment continue, but yet they continue to rebel. Even the godless and creeping coup against Nebuchadnezzar that we see among the careless children of the Ethiopians at home, right, and also the children of Israel abroad as well. Right, verses 67 to 69. Right, verses 67 to 69. Actually, let's go here. Verses 56 to 64. Right, verses 56 to 64 is the revolt and punishment continuing. Verses 65 to 66. Elohim, He pitied His erring people. He's pitied us. We're His people, but we're in error. We've gone astray. Yes, we're Jah people, but we keep going astray of Yahweh and Jah pity I. And verses 65 to 66 point that out. We come to verses 67 to 69. The choice of Zion, the choice of Zion for the temple. So He chooses Zion. He chooses Zion. Right, for the temple, for the Mikdash or the Mekdes, for His holy place. Right, for His holy place, His Isla place. And lastly, right, but not leastly, right, we have verses 70 to 72. The choice, His choice, His choosing of Dawid, of David, of the well-beloved, as Melech, as Ha-Melech, and as His type, right? In other words, God chose David as his type, right? That was his type. Now, in what way was David his type? Well, let's go here to Amos. Let's turn to the prophets. Let's hear the words of the prophets of Nebaiyim, right, and prosper, right? Let's hear the words of the prophets and prosper. In Amos, right, in Amos chapter 9, let's scroll it right over here. Amos chapter 9, 11, we have the future kingdom, the future Malkut, right? In the Hebrew, Malkut, kingdom, in the Lasana Negus, the language of the king, Lasana Negus Neges, the pure language, we have Mengist, right, the Mengist. The future Malkut, the future government, the kingdom blessing. The future kingdom blessing. Wazot HaBaraka. What is the future? See, the future kingdom blessing that it was pointing to in Amos, the prophet Amos, is for us now to receive, right, to receive. Right, he put before us life and death, blessing and curse. Becharta bechayim, choose life. Adonai's ha'adons, Adonai's return, and the reestablishment of the Davidic monarchy. The reestablishment of the Davidic, right, the Davidic monarchy in Amos chapter 9, verses 11 and 12. Now, we say that that corresponds with the 70th to the 72nd verses of this coronation eve, right, of November 1st. The psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, is Psalm 78. And Psalm 78 is titled and known as a lesson, right, a lesson of Israel's history, a didactic, a teaching psalm, a teaching mezmor for I and we. So this is the liturgy that is appropriate, right, for the Church of the Firstborn on the eve, right, gathering on the eve of the Yom Tov, the Melkam Ken, the good day, right? This good day, right? And which day is it? It's that day which Ha'ab, according to the words of HaMoshiach Yeshua, the Bein HaElohim Chayim in Acts of the Apostles, chapter 1, verses 6 and 7, that Father had in his own authority. Right? It's not for us. It wasn't for them to know the times or seasons which the Father had in his own authority. That's why in reading Yeshaya, Isaiah chapter 61, he closed it, right? He closed the book, right, after that comma right there that we find in the English, right? In Isaiah, let's go here quickly. Isaiah, just to put it all together here in this MRE. This is food, brothers and sisters. Right? This is irritical food from that irritical land of Christ the King conscious in that land where he says to proclaim the acceptable year of Yahweh. Right? He said that the spirit of Adoni Yahweh is upon I because Yahweh hath anointed I to preach good tidings to the meek. He hath sent I to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound. Verse 2, to proclaim the acceptable year of Yahuwah. 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 Proclaim the acceptable year of he who he be. This is Isaiah, Yeshaya, chapter 61, verse 2. Now, you will note that in Luke's gospel, chapter 4, verses 16 to 21, observe that Yeshua, Jesus, Isis, suspended the reading of this passage in the synagogue of Nazareth at the comma in the middle of Isaiah 61 and 2. Right where we pause, right there. Now, in the second advent, this would be fulfilled. And
the day of vengeance of Eloheinu, Eloheinu Melech HaOlam, the eternal king, Eloheinu, to comfort all that mourn. And then furthermore, in Isaiah chapter 61, we see of a read of the kingdom peace, the blessing after the day of vengeance anticipated, and the restoration. Then comes the restoration of Israel. There is the restoration of Israel. But the connection with this psalm for this day, because if we would go into it more fully, we'll be here a very long time, and we know we only have a point of time here on the ear and in the ear for this proclamation, for this Testify Tuesday, for this KOK Coronation Day Eve, the Eve of the King of Kings, Negus Neges Zod Baal, right? That feast of the coronation, the crowning of the King of Kings. When we read and study the liturgy appropriate, Psalm 78, we learn that it has 72 verses, very interesting, 72 nations bowed to Negus Negest, right? Bowed to the King of Kings, right? The conquering line of the tribe of Judah, the root of David. In the Psalm 78, we have 72 verses. In verses 70 to 72, it speaks of the choice of David, as king, as that king and that king Moshiach type. So when we see the video, that Rhema video of His Majesty Abinu Melkenu in his palace garden in Addis Ababa, speaking about how with faith, courage, and a just cause, right, even in the 20th century, even in this time, and even in the 21st century, little David will still beat Goliath. So we see the future kingdom blessing, Ha'adon's return, the reestablishment of the Davidic monarchy, Amos chapter 9, verses 11 and 12. In that day will I raise up the tabernacle of David. In the Hebrew, that is the Sukkot David, the Sukkah of David, the well-beloved that is fallen, and close up the breaches thereof. And I will raise up his ruins, and I will build it as in the days of old, that they, speaking of I and I and we, Rastafari, may possess the remnant of Edom, the remnant of Edom, and of all the heathen, all the Goyim, all the Gentiles, which are called, all the nations which are called by my name, saith Yahweh. Right, Yehovah, he who be, who he be, that doeth this, right, that doeth this. So this is the key significance, the connection, both in the prophetic, right, of Coronation Day, right, the prophetic, what prophecy did Coronation Day fulfill, right, this is the reason, right, and I know what this gathering's for, this is it, right? Coming into that full kingdom blessing of the restored Beta Israel, the restored black and brown sheep of the house of Israel, along with the Gentiles, the Goyim, the nations, all the nations, black and white, right, and otherwise that are called according to his name, that have received that new name. Right, that new name of the Hashem, right, even Rastafari. So once again, we give thanks and praise to Adonai Jah, Rastafari, Yemesken, 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 Awo, Amen, and Amen. Yes, I, Shema Yisrael, Yahuwah Eloheinu, Yahuwah Ahad.
Yes, yes, yes. That was recorded back in November 2016. But it has a resonance. It reverberates even right now, right here, here, here.
And said he unto them, and said he unto them, and said he unto them. Therefore, Every scribe which is instructed unto the kingdom of heaven, 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 the kingdom of heaven. Then said he unto them, therefore, every scribe which is instructed unto the kingdom of heaven, 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 kingdom of heaven. Then said he unto them, therefore, every scribe which is instructed unto the kingdom of heaven is like unto a man that is an householder, which bringeth forth out of his treasure things new, things and old, 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 new, things and old,
new. It is good that you have taken this picture of me in my palace garden in Addis Ababa. So it can be known unto the entire world even with a jet card. Them a picture of Celestia, then I tell them to protect the life. You know see man a ancient monarchy, with me dagger full suit made from khaki. Down in the ghetto we no gunshot a baki, and the rum shop cheaper than Ital market. Babylon a pass, go make me market. Turn up the bills and the treble it's a rotted. Penetrate straight through the cold hearted. Knowledge is a must, oh yes I'll blast it. So tell me what the rats are asking, how I survive and surpass this. Ethiopia where the age should be protected, the needy never neglected. And so that's the eye always reflected. I tell them about David and Goliath. You tell them get quiet, Babylon tell me start a riot. Show them a picture of Celestia. Then I tell them to protect the life. You don't see man a ancient monarchy, with me dagger full suit made from khaki. Down in the ghetto we no gunshot a baki. A black woman to who you are talking. Remember me tell you, careful who you walk with. Who go take the youth from blood and creep walking. If the generation take it to what I'm talking. Celestia, I am the king of all things. I tell them Selassie never dead. Rumor them a spread, they probably sticking at them head. Show them a picture of Selassie. Then I tell them to protect their life, yo. You don't see them and I ain't can monarchy. With me dagger full suit made from khaki. Down in the ghetto when a gunshot a baki. And the rum shop cheaper than Idol market. Babylon a pass, give me the weed come market. Yo, turn up the bass and share boy make we blast it. Penetrate straight through the cold hearted. Education is a must, so yes I'll blast it. Yo, so how you ask me how I survive and surpass it. So that's the eye, hey, you show them the way, yeah. Show them a picture, show them a picture, show them a picture, show them a picture of Celestia. Then I tell them to protect their life. You don't see them and I ain't shan manaki. With me dagger full suit made from khaki. Down in the ghetto, down in the ghetto, yeah. Welcome to the party, another life gone, another one born, yeah. I keep moving on. Show them a, 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 then I tell them to protect their life. You don't see them and I ain't shan manaki. With me dagger full suit made from khaki. Down in the ghetto we no gunshot a baki. Drinking up me calabashi, me baba diva. Hey, fresh up on the scene, yeah. The marijuana so good and so clean, yeah. Don't say I never told you. Carry up my family there. That's how far I already know you. Bless you.
For from the rising of the sun, even unto the going down of the same, my name shall be great among the Gentiles. And in every place incense shall be offered unto my name, and a pure offering. For my name... shall be great among the heathen, saith the Lord of hosts, 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 saith the Lord of hosts.
Travel through the earth and while I try to reach my goal. Guide me, oh Jah, when evil man has set them trap, no let me fall in at the own. Guide me, oh Jah, through vanity, no getting greedy, many will sell them gold, yeah. Guide me, oh Jah, as I go, take full control. Oh, when the evil man has deep goals, so make them see me, guide me underneath you, Holy Trinity. Mine is young. All right, your children, hail your God. Wonderful, so powerful, no fear no man. He'll keep you away from pagans and demons and sinking sand. Let us pray now. Guide me, oh Jah, as I travel through the earth and while I try to reach my goal. Guide me, oh Jah, when evil man has set them trap, no let me fall in at the own. Guide me, oh Jah, vanity, no getting greedy, many will sell them gold, yeah. Guide me, oh Jah, as I go, take full control. As my children grow, oh Lord, here I order. Bless them, don't let them ever suffer. Oh Master, provide for them their bread and their butter. You will never let them eat from the gutter, but they make life so hard. Be with us, Lord. Oh Shepherd, show us good and and the green pastures and the path of righteousness with the fullness. Guide me, oh Jah, while I travel through the earth and while I try to reach my goal. Guide me, oh Jah, when evil man has set them trap, don't let me fall in at the hole, no. Guide me, oh Jah, to vanity, no getting greedy, I sin up man, sell them soul, yeah. Guide me, oh Jah, as I go to full control. Blessed is the man that walketh not into the counsel of the ungodly. Oh, or standeth in the ways of the sinner, or sitteth in the seat of the scornful one. But his delight is in the light of the Lord, and which he meditates in day and night. Guide me, oh Jah, as I travel through the earth and as I try to reach my goal. Guide me, oh Jah, when evil man has set them trap, don't let me fall in at the hole, no. Guide me, oh Jah, to vanity, no getting greedy, I sin of man, sell them soul, yeah. Guide me, oh Jah, as I go, take full control, yeah.
Leaving them snares laying, and then wish we all of them hate to be falling. get in them fights, the witness are your uprising. Feeling high, remaking it unto my way. No apology, for I'm on them every day. Hey. Conspiracy leads the game you play. Now the fall, on the knees without my say. Hey, guide over us, holy Emmanuel, I eat it and roll. Oh, doggy and seed, I know it is a must. For us to make it home, even through them, you're not seen of teach. Young guide over us. Hey, for us to not see ice, his knees could never get weak. I know it is a must. For us to make it home, even through them, you're not seen of teach. Them for no one from the mountain and the valleys. Oh, oh. Just tell me so I run both river banks. Within life, you've got the valleys. Yeah, yeah. Here is the Rasta youth voice giving thanks.
Give ear, O my people, to my law. Incline your ears to the words of my mouth. I will open my mouth in a parable. I will utter dark sayings of old, which we have heard and known, and our fathers have told us. We will not hide them from their children, showing to the generation to come the praises of the Lord and his strength and his wonderful works that he hath done. For he established a testimony in Jacob, and appointed a law in Israel, which he commanded our fathers that they should make them known to their children, that the generation to come might know them, even the children which should be born, who should arise and declare them to their children, that they might set their hope in God, and not forget the works of God, but keep his commandments, and might not be as their fathers, a stubborn and rebellious generation. A generation that set not their heart aright, and whose spirit was not steadfast with God. Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
Yeah, Midrash on today's daily psalm, Mizmor Ein Chet, Psalm 78, Psalm LXXVII, my skill of Asaph. Give ear, O my people, to my teaching. Incline your ears to the words of my mouth. Hear, hear, hear. Hebraically, the Aleph, the first verse. Maskil le'asaf. Ha'azina ami. Torati. Hadu. Azanekem le'imrei fi. Maskil. Maskil. Maskil le'asaf. Maskil. Of Asaf. Ha'azina ami torati hadu azanekem l'imreifi. Give ear, O my people. Ha'azina ami. Broaden the ear. Ha'azina ami. Ami, my people. Torati, torati. To my Torah, my Torah, my teaching. Ha'azina ami Torati. Hatua azanekema. Incline your ears. Hatu, hatu azanekem. Hatu aznekem. Incline your ears. Azanekem, y'all ears, incline y'all ears. Le'imrei fi, to the imrei, the words of fi, the words of my mouth. Le'imrei fi. Now, these words here, 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 the opening words of today's daily psalm, these are Ayin, Ayin Chet, Psalm 78. These words are to be considered in the light, in the illumination, what Scripture says elsewhere, even in Devarim, in Deuteronomy, Deuteronomy chapter 4, verses 9 to 10, that reads, only take heed to thyself, and keep thy soul diligently, lest thou forget the things that thine eyes saw, the day that thou stoodest before the Lord thy God in Horeb. Raka hishamer leka uashimora nafshika meod pena tishikach eta hadevarim asher rau aineka uafena yasurua mila vane mila vaveka. Mila vaveka kola yimeya hayeka ve hodaita malevaneka ve livneya vaneka. Only take heed to thyself. Raka hishamer leka, and keep thy soul, thy psyche, diligently. Ushimora nafa sheka meod, lest thou forget the things that thine eyes saw. Pena tishkach eta hadvarim asher ra'u aineka, and lest they depart from thy heart. From thy heart all the days of thy life. U fena yasurua mila vaveka kola yemei hayeka. But make them known to thy children and thy children's children. Wehoda itama libaneka, we libne baneka. The day that thou, the eye, stoodest before the Lord thy God in Horeb. Yom Ashera amadita lifne yoa Eloheka be Horeb. The day that thou, the eye, stoodest before Jehovah, Lai Elohim, true good, true God, in Horeb, in Horeb, Yom Asherah Amadita Lifnei Yehovah Eloheka B'Horeb. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the Sanctified One, the Set Apart One, Isla One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, made a covenant with the B'nai Yisrael, with the sons of Israel, with the Israelites, only for the sake of HaTorah, only for the sake of the Torah, that it might not be forgotten out of their mouths. As scripture says, even here in today's daily psalm, Mizmor Ayin Chet, in Psalm 78, verse 5, where it reads, He established a testimony in Jacob and appointed a law in Israel. Vayakem eduta be'Yaakov, v'Torah sama be'Yisrael. For he established a testimony. Vayakem edut, he established a testimony. Vayakem eduta be'Yaakov, in Jacob be'Yaakov. With Torah, some be Israel, and appointed a law and a Torah. With Torah, some and a Torah, a teaching appointed, some be Israel. Vayakem eduta be Yaakov, with Torah, some be Israel. To the end that, according to Devarim, according to Deuteronomy 31, verse 21, it shall not be forgotten out of the mouth of their seed. To the end that it shall not be forgotten out of the mouth of their seed, out of the mouth of their race. Ki lo tishakach mipi zar'o, for it shall not be forgotten out of the mouth of their seed. Ki lo tishakach mipi zar'o. Now, in order that no man, no man should say to you, quote, the Psalms of David are not Torah, end quote. Now, in order that no man should say to you, the Psalms of David are not Torah, whereas in fact they are Torah, as the books of the prophets, the Nabim, are also Torah. Therefore, it is said, even here, give ear, O my people, to my teaching, to my Torah. Hazina ami Torati, ha'azina ami Torati. Give ear, ami, my people, my brethren, to my teaching, to my Torah, to Torati, and not only the revelations, but even the riddles and the parables, the proverbs, the parables, they are also Torah. They are also Torah. Hence, hear, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the Sanctified One, the Set Apart One, the Isla One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, gave this admonition to Yechezekel, Ezekiel, even in Ezekiel chapter 17, verse 2. Son of Man, put forth a riddle and speak a parable. Ben Adam, Huda Chida, Ua Mishola Mashalla, Illa Beit Israel. Son of Man, Ben Adam, Son of Adam, Ben Adam, Huda Chida, put forth a riddle. Chud Chida, Chud Chida, Chud Chida, put forth a riddle, a parable, Ua Mishol Mashal, to the Beit Yisrael, to the Beit Israel, Il Beit Yisrael. Ben Adam, Chud Chida, Ua Mishol Mashal, Il Beit Yisrael. And Shlomo and Solomon admonished, even in the Mashal Mishle Shlomo in Proverbs 1 and 6, to understand a proverb and a figure, the words of the wise and their dark sayings. To understand a proverb and a figure, the words of the wise and their dark sayings. Lehavina mashalla ua melitza divrei hakamim vechidotam, to understand a proverb. Lehavin mashal and a figure ua melitza, the words of the wise, Divrei HaKamim, and their dark sayings, Wechitotam, Lehabin Mashala Ua Melitza, Divrei HaKamim, Wechitotam. Therefore, Asaf goes on to say, I will open my mouth with a parable. I will utter dark sayings concerning days of old. Here, here, here. Today's daily psalm is more Ein Chet. Here, verse 2, the bait verse. Efetecha v'mashala bi abi achidota mini edem. I will open my mouth with a parable. Efetecha b'mashal fi, I will utter dark sayings. I will utter dark sayings. Abi'ah chidot, concerning days of old. Mini edem, concerning the days of the edem. Mini edem. Efitecha b'mashal fi abi'ah chidota minik edem. It was asked of Asaph, whence, from where knowest thou what thou speakest of? Hast thou perhaps seen it? And he answered, I know it from hearing it, as is said in the next verse, even verse 3, Psalm 78, verse 3, that reads, that which we have heard and known, that which we, I and I, have heard and known. Asher shamayinu avanedayim, That which I and I have heard. Asher shamayinu, that which I and I have heard. Wanedaim, we have known, we have heard and known. Asher shamayinu wanedaim. For he established a testimony in Jacob, and a law, a Torah, is a prescription. Psalm for Yisrael. Hear the hey verse. Hear the fifth verse of Mizmor Ein Chet. Wayakem Eduta Be'yaitova. With Torah, Psalm the Yisrael. For he established a testimony in Jacob, in Yaakov. Wayakem Eduta B'Yaakov. And the law and Torah is a prescription. Psalm. And the Torah is a prescription. Psalm. With Torah. Psalm. For Yisrael. B'Yisrael. Wayakem Eduta B'Yaakov. With Torah, Psalm, B'Yisrael. What does the word Psalm? What does the word Psalm mean? It means that the law, HaTorah, that the Torah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the Holy One, the Sanctified One, the Set Apart One, the Isla One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, prescribed for the B'nai Yisrael, for the sons of Israel, for the Israelites, is a medicine, is a medicine of life, as is said even in the Mishle Shlomo, in the Mashal of Solomon, the Proverbs of Solomon, Proverbs 3 and 8. It shall be medicine to thy navel. It shall be medicine to thy navel. Rifut tehi lishareka. It shall be health to thy navel. Rifut tehi lishareka. It shall be medicine. Rifuta tehi. It shall be health. Rifuut tehi. She shall be medicine. Rifuut tehi li shareka to thy navel. And here, Midrash Noda, Mizmor Ein Chet, Psalm 78. Hebraicism, a play on the word psalm. Psalm appointed, or psalm prescribed. We have psalm appointed, psalm prescribed. Also we have psalm medicine. Psalm appointed or prescribed and psalm medicine. Behold, he smote the rock and there was issue. Hear today's daily psalm. Mizmor Ein Chet, Psalm 78. Here at verse 20. Behold, he smote the rock and there was issue. Hain, he cast or vayaza yazuvu mayim, vayazuvu mayim. Behold, he hit the rock. Hain, hikatsur. Behold, hikatsur. He hit the rock. He smote the rock. Wayazuvu mayi. Wayazuvu mayi. And there was issue or that waters, Wayazubu Mayi, that waters gushed out. Hain Hika Sur Wayazubu Mayi. When Moshe smote the rock, it oozed drops of blood. Rav Chama Bar Chanina explained that hear the word issue, is to be understood as in the verse from Vayikra, Leviticus 15:25 that reads, if a woman have an issue of her blood, if a woman have an issue of her blood, the isha kia yazuva zova damaha, if a woman with isha, if a woman with isha have an issue of her blood, with isha kia yazuba zoba damaha, with isha kia yazub zoba damaha, and waters overwhelmed in streams. Hear the next part of the verse here in Psalm 78 verse 20, where it reads, and waters overwhelmed in streams. Uanechalim ayishtofu, and streams overflowed. Unachalim ayishtofu, and streams overflowed, or and waters overwhelmed in streams. The waters of the rock, Hatsor, the Tsor, poured out in a flood, because the scoffers of the time had said, now we have chance upon water, but it is bound to disappear. Now the waters of Hatsor, of the rock, poured out in a flood, because of the scoffers of the time that had said, now we have chance upon water, but it is bound to disappear. And here you hear Midrash note on the words of the scoffers of the time, the scoffers of the Iowa, who said, now we have chance. Here you hear Midrash note. This is what the PD, the printed edition, reads. But the ET, the edited text, it reads, we bring forth. Now we have brought forth water. We have brought forth water, but it is bound to disappear. Or now we have chance upon water, but it is bound to disappear.
Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, hath prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof.
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 Seven seals thereof. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah,
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 tribe of Judah.
The Lion of the tribe of Judah,
tribe of Judah,
tribe of Judah,
tribe of Judah,
tribe of Judah, the root of David, David, hath prevailed to open the book, and to loose the seven seals thereof,
being spread all over another country, another way of thinking. I also heard that you eating is also kosher eating. I mean, you're not eating pork and things like that, you know.
Are you Jewish?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Rasta.
I don't understand.
Well, I am Rasta, maybe.
So it's the same tradition as for the
lion of a tribe of Judah.
Hmm.
That must be Jew. Judah.
Yeah.
Must from Jew. I was last at Judah.
We glorify the Lord. Salamta, greetings, shalom, for the anniversary of the coronation of the King of Kings of Ethiopia, Kedemali Haile Selassie. We're happy to share a reading from the Order of Coronation, or the Sirata Negus. It's the first English translation of the original Amharic and Ge'ez texts of the liturgy and program for the coronation of His Imperial Majesty Kedemali Haile Selassie, or Haile Selassie the First, coronated 2nd November 1930. And of course we thank Ras Gebre Selassie, Ras Fakade, Wyndham Simeon, Brother Massimo Crescente, Brother Antonio Carraro, and Ras Irid Minaret Selassie for their work in making this translation available. And we begin with the Order of Coronation. The crowns of the King of Kings and of the Etege, Emperor, and all other coronation ornaments and objects shall be placed in the church or Beta Christian, found within the walls of the royal palace, the Beta Mengist Ugebi. And after, the monks, senior priests, and bishops who came from each province have prayed the proper prayers there for full 2 weeks, when 7 days remain until the coronation holiday, the Begerons or treasurer shall go to the church of St. George, and shall have all the ornaments for the coronation ceremony of the King of Kings and the Etege carried by the great officials, the guards of honor escorting him in before and after on the right and the left. The leader of the church, gathering the clergy together, shall receive him in the church compound, singing, "We glorify the Lord, Exiabir, the glorified, who deserves glory." The ornaments befitting the ceremony of the King of Kings coronation are the following. 1. Sword with the sheath adorned with precious gold and precious stone. 2. The royal scepter, or literally in Ge'ez, the rod of the kingdom. 3. The orb, or the lu'ul, which also means the pearl. 4. Ring set with diamonds. 5. 2 golden spears. 6. A royal garment, or literally in Ge'ez, the garment of the kingdom. 7. Crown. Then, number 8, a gold-bound holy Bible, or the Meshaf HaKadosh. The ornaments assigned to the Etege are the following. A ring set with diamonds. 2. Royal garment. 3. Crown. On the same day, 7 royal perfumed unguents shall be blended and made into 1 holy oil within the horn of unction. that shall go to the church together with the coronation ornaments. The priest appointed for this duty, having received all the ornaments from the Bezeron for the coronation ceremony, shall put them in order on a sacramental table, aptly prepared within the Holy of Holies, or the Mekdes. 49 officiants chosen from among the priests and monks, being in groups of seven at seven points in the church, shall recite every single day 49 Psalms of David for all the 7 days preceding the solemnity. They will spend the week in sanctification while reciting in the morning and in the evening the Psalms of David and the Vadasi Mariam, the Lauds of Mary, along with the Ankets Burhan, the Gate of Light, the Melkah Mariam, the Countenance of Mary, the Melkah Jesus, the Countenance of Jesus or Yeshua, and the Melkah Tekla Haimanot, the Countenance of Saint Tekla Haimanot, and while pronouncing the Rogation, Igzi Ota Mithla. Coronation Day. It is required for the coronation feast to be on a Sunday, Ehud. On that day, starting from the fourth hour in the evening, or Saturday at 10 p.m., the members of the clergy standing in the matlet, or the singer's court, shall chant the moedis and the arium. The King of Kings and the etege shall leave the royal palace on the eve, the Sabbath evening, accompanied by princes and the governors, and go to the church, where they will spend the night offering thanks and praises to the Lord, Igziabir, for bringing them to this moment and qualifying them for this dignity. On Sunday, at the first hour in the morning, the King of Kings, after performing his act of worship and having recited some prayers in a low voice, shall approach the prepared place for the coronation ceremony and shall recite in a loud voice until the end the 121st Psalm of David. This is numbered 122 in the Hebrew canon and in most modern Western versions. Beginning, I rejoiced, for they say to me, let us go into the house of Yahweh. Following this, he shall ascend the golden throne, the work member destined to him. The archbishop, going from the Holy of Holies, shall approach the sacramental table, where all the ornaments for the coronation ceremony were placed in order, and turning his face toward the princes and the governors, shall pronounce the following words that are written: all of the Ethiopian princes, ministers, governors, and military chiefs, soldiers and armies, and ye members of the clergy, scholars and archpriests, heads of monastery and priests of Ethiopia, ye all know that this is our King of Kings. His Majesty, Haile Selassie, is from the seed of King Haile Selassie that came descending without interruption, starting from Menelik the First, born from Solomon and the Queen of Saba. Even now, that through the will and goodness of the Lord Igziabir, I am about to anoint him so that he may rule wearing the crown of King of Kings, we recommend you submit to him and assist him in all his physical and spiritual work in bringing progress in the land and establishing the faith, so that during his time Ethiopia may ascend in knowledge, teaching, and wisdom, and in his diligently causing the Ethiopian flag to be unfurled from border to border, and in all good works similar to these, the people shall say, may the Lord Igziabir do for our King of Kings according to your word. Amen. After this, the archbishop, putting his hand on the Bible, and turning himself toward the King of Kings, shall ask him the following question. The Archbishop, O Majesty, King of Kings, are you willing to vow the proper vow when you reign according to the regulation of kings? King of Kings, yes, I am. The Archbishop, are you willing to vow to live by and to reaffirm the Orthodox faith of Alexandria being established in Ethiopia since the holy kings Abriha and Asbiha, and to observe without breaking the law and order circumscribed by the Orthodox Christian Church? King of Kings, since it is that I live faithfully until now in the Orthodox faith of Alexandria, it is my will to vow to live observing it accordingly in the future by the help of the Lord Ixiabir. The Archbishop, will you protect the people of the kingdom of the King of Kings, Ethiopia, in all that you do by your authority and your power with goodness and patience according to the law while mindful of their benefit? King of Kings, since I know that these words are the guide of good works, it is my will to keep them to all my ability. The Archbishop, Your Majesty, are you willing to live keeping the laws that you willingly submitted to the council for advice, and to keep the realm and people of Ethiopia acting according to the established laws of the ordinance of the council? King of Kings, since I know that law is the foundation of man's existence, I shall keep the law of the council, honoring it, and I shall do all in my ability to make it to be observed. The Archbishop, will you help by your goodness and authority to establish schools in Ethiopia for the proliferation of physical and spiritual teaching and for the preaching of the gospel? King of Kings, I know that teaching is of great benefit both to the government, the Mengist, and the priesthood, Beta Kehnet, and it is my will to help in this with all of my ability. After uttering the words of the vow, the King of Kings shall lay his hand on the Bible, and having said, I swear to fulfill all the words I have spoken with the help of the Lord Ixiabir, he shall kiss the Bible. After signing the register where all that was said above was written, he shall ascend to his throne. After this, the Archbishop shall pray using the 71st Psalm of David, or the 72nd according to the Hebrew canon, that says, O Lord, give thy judgments to the king, up until where it says, and all the kings of the earth shall prostrate to him. After this, he shall sit. Following this, the two priests and two deacons chosen for this office, one priest holding the censer while burning incense, and one priest holding the cross, one deacon holding the cross, shall stand at the right hand of the bishop in the proximity of the sacramental table whereon all the coronation ornaments are placed in order. The other priest holding the censer while burning incense and the other deacon holding the cross shall stand before the other bishops to their right and left. After this, the deacon shall say, Rise for the prayer, and the first priest shall give greetings of peace, of shalom, and begin the prayer of the gospel while saying, We give thanks to the Creator of good and beautiful things, when the second priest shall start the prayer of intercession, saying, Concerning those who give offerings, the Bezeron bringing 10 ounces of gold in the name of the King of Kings shall deposit them on the sacramental table as a gift for the church. After the prayer is known as Be'inte Kitsat, concerning the holy things, and this Gid, let us bow, have been said, the first deacon shall read the epistle of Paulos, St. Paul. Letter of Paulos to the Romans. May the blessing of his almighty ruler be with our king, Haile Selassie, and with our queen, Willette Georgis. Every soul be subjected to the judge, because there is no appointed judge but from the Lord. Igziabir. And inasmuch as every power is from the Lord, Igziabir, he who is opposed to obeying the judge has disobeyed the ordinance of the Lord, Igziabir. Thus, those who refuse to obey bring judgment upon themselves, and the authorities are not terrible for the person who does good, but only for him whose actions are evil. So if thou really desirest not to fear the authorities, do good, and these will rather lull thee, because they are sent by the Lord, Igziabir, so that thou act righteously. And if thou wishest not to fear to do good, for it is not in vain that they preside over the sword, for they are sent by the Lord, Igziabir, to punish the evildoer. Now then, necessarily be subjected to them, and not only he whose work is evil, but also he whose work is good. And for this reason, pay them tribute, for they are sent by the Lord, Igziabir, and are appointed for this office. And toward each one act according to what is rightful. To him that is due tribute, pay the tribute. To him that is due duty, pay the duty. To him that is due the tenth part, render the tenth part. To him that is due reverence, pay reverence. To him that is due honor, give honor. Epistle to the Romans, chapter 13, 1 through 8. The second deacon shall read, first, letters of Petros, or St. Peter. May the blessing of his almighty ruler be with our king, Haile Selassie, and with our queen, Willette Georgis. For the sake of the Lord, Igziabir, humble therefore yourselves to every creation of human beings, to the king and the goose, for everything is for him, to the governors, because he sends them to judge those who commit evil and to praise those who do good. For this is the will of the Lord, Igziabir, that through your good works ye may tie up the mouth of the foolish ones who do not know the Lord, Igziabir. Be then as free people, Agazian, and not as those within whom there is iniquity, but ye, as servants of the Lord, Igziabir, honor everyone, love your neighbor, revere the Lord, Igziabir, and honor the king. First Epistle of Peter, chapter 2, 13 through 17. Then the first priest shall read, pure spring among the pure spring of the law. May the blessing of the almighty ruler Apollos be with our king Haile Selassie and with our queen Willette Georgis. And Apollos rose up and commanded silence and told them, men of Israel, and ye who fear the Lord, Igziabir, the almighty ruler of the Israelites, chose our fathers and magnified his people after he had exiled them to the land of Egypt. Then by his divine arm he brought them up from there and nourished them in the desert for 40 years, and cast away 7 nations of Canaan, and gave them their land as an inheritance. After that, he appointed judges for them 450 years, until the time of Samuel the prophet. Then they asked that he make a king to reign over them. And the Lord Igziabir gave as king Saul, son of Kish, a man from the tribe of Benjamin, for 40 years. Then he removed this one, and after him he made king over them, David, and became for him a witness, saying, I have found David, the son of Jesse, a man according to my heart, who does my will in everything. And from his seed, the Lord Igziabir brought forth about them the salvation for Israel, a Jesus, Yeshua according to what he had promised him. Acts of the Apostles, chapter 13, 17 through 24. Then he shall recite the Telot Kidan, or Prayer of the Covenant. After the Telot Kidan has ended, the archpriest of Lasta shall take the royal garment from the sacramental table and give it to the bishop of northern Ethiopia. The bishop, having prayed over and blessed the garment, shall return it to the archpriest of Lasta, who shall put it on the sacramental table. Then they shall clothe the King of Kings in the royal garment. 10 singers chosen from among the others by virtue of their harmonious voices, advancing slightly to the center and having turned their faces toward the King of Kings, shall chant, altering with one another according to the fourth tone of the chanting. My heart composes a beautiful word, from Psalm 44, 1, or the 45th in the Hebrew canon. When they reach the verse stating, gird thy sword at thy hip, O mighty one, in thy grace and splendor, they will remain quiet. And at that point, the archpriest of Tedbabe Mariam shall take the sword from the sacramental table and give it to the bishop of southern Ethiopia.
I concerning his imperial majesty Emperor Haile Selassie the First of Ethiopia. Last time Malika is here to show this nation and the upcoming generation and every living thing that moveth upon Iration. His imperial majesty Emperor Haile Selassie the First, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, conquering lion of the tribe of Judah, born of royal blood of the royal house of our father David, King of Israel, is the 225th king of the unbroken lineage of kings that constitutes the Ethiopian royal Solomonic dynasty. In the fullness of time appointed, when his imperial majesty Emperor Haile Selassie the First should be anointed king over Israel, 49 holy bishops and priests of the ancient empire of Ethiopia arrayed themselves in 7 groups of 7 for 7 days and 7 nights in the 7 corners of the holy St. George's Cathedral in Addis Ababa, chanting the 9th psalm of our father David without ceasing and without rest. Then Majesty Emperor Haile Selassie the First garbed in white silk communion robe along with his Empress Mani, had just completed a night of prayer at the most holy altar within the cathedral. He opened the doors of the Holy of Holies thunderably and stepped forth, and preceded by hundreds of priests waving incense burners, His Imperial Majesty Emperor Haile Selassie I entered the auditorium adjacent to the cathedral and sat upon his throne, decorated in scarlet and pure gold. And history can recall all the solemn promises made by His Imperial Majesty Emperor Haile Selassie I as he sat upon the throne of His Holiness in Addis Ababa. Firstly, His Imperial Majesty Emperor Haile Selassie I made a solemn vow that he would uphold the Ethiopian order of faith, and secondly, that he would maintain the integrity of Ethiopia, and thirdly, that he would build schools for the spiritual and material welfare of his people. History can also recall the voice of the high priest Abu Nakril of Egypt, as he proclaimed before the large gathering, "Ye princes and ministers, ye nobles and chiefs of the army, ye soldiers and people of Ethiopia, ye doctors and chiefs of the clergy, ye professors and priests, look ye of honorable Emperor Haile Selassie I,
descended from the dynasty of Menelik the First, born of Solomon and of Sheba, a dynasty perpetuated without interruption from that time unto King Sahale Selassie and to our time. And for our last gathering witness the unfolding of ancient Hebraic ceremonial rites, as His Imperial Majesty Emperor Haile Selassie I was granted the seven royal insignia of Israel. Firstly, His Imperial Majesty Emperor Haile Selassie I was given his golden sword, studded with precious stones, symbolizing that the words of his mouth are like unto a two-edged sword, of which he should use and smite the nations round about, executing justice and judgment. Secondly, he was given the scepter of Israel in ivory and gold, as is written in Genesis chapter 49, that the scepter shall not depart from Judah, nor lawgiver from between his feet, until Shiloh come, and unto him shall the gathering of the people be. Thirdly, His Imperial Majesty Emperor Haile Selassie I was given a golden globe of the whole earth, symbolizing that in his hand, he has the whole world in his hand. And fourthly, he was given the diamond encrusted ring. And the fifth was the traditional license filigree in gold. And sixth was the ceremonial garment. And just as in the days of old, when Samuel anointed our father David, and Zadok and Nathan anointed Solomon, so the Abuna anointed His Imperial Majesty Emperor Haile Selassie I in seven different ointments of oil of ancient prescription, and placed on his head the magnificent crown of pure native Ethiopian gold adorned with diamonds and emeralds, concluding that may your crown be a crown of sanctity and glory, and that by the grace and blessings that we have given, you may have an unshaken faith and a pure heart in order that you may inherit the crown eternal. So be it, so be it, so be it. Let heaven hear and earth listen, and all the foundations thereof be still, and know that His Imperial Majesty Emperor Haile Selassie I is the everlasting King of glory. Honor, majesty, power, and dominion are laid upon him, and righteousness, justice, and judgment is the habitation of his throne. These are the things which many prophets and righteous men of old have desired to see, and have not seen them, and have desired to hear, and have not heard them. But ye, blessed are your ears that have heard, and your eyes that have seen, of the glory of His Imperial Majesty Emperor Haile Selassie I, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, Conquering Lion of the Tribe of Judah, Selah.
Yeah. and builds the cities and rule in righteousness. And rule in righteousness. And rule in righteousness. He's come to judge the world in righteousness and truth. So all ye ever laden, come lay your burden down.
He's come to judge the world in righteousness and truth.
Oh yeah,
so all ye ever laden, come lay your burden down.
Weep not, my brethren, lie ye not away, to open the book and loose the seals and rule in righteousness, and rule in righteousness. Can I explain one
in the name of the King of Kings, Kamala Hala Selassie, and escape. Yes, sir.
Shem Yeshua.